from God. And they don't see anything wrong with selecting these people when they promise everything but the righteous of God. We see the same thing, the glory has departed. In Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, 'Who shall go up and fight against the Canaanites first to fight against them?' And the Lord said," Judah was one of the biggest tribes of the nation Israel, "shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. I will send someone to fight." God gave him himself to the children of Israel. God gave him land. God gave them the law that they defy this. Israel's God warned us today, the day of glorious consequences and conquest is on the horizon. I know, bring back the glory, as Marshall sung that song, "Bring back America." Let's take it back. Bring back the glory. Do y'all remember back in the 60s, the 50s and 60s, there was a program on television, young teenagers, called "Happy Days Are Here Again"? Well, I'm going to tell you, happy days are gone. Happy days are gone. United States, the glory, we have lost the glory of the Lord in this country. And also families have lost the glory of God. And I'm going to tell you, churches across our nation has lost the glory of God. People, family, and churches, and even this nation was born in a fire of revival, as this living now just in the smoke of revival. Y'all remember that movie, Gone with the Wind? When they marched through the South, the war between the states, the great plantation, the lifestyle that they lived. And remember at the end, was it Charlotte O'Hara, Clark Gable, as they walked through the country and all you could see was smoke, for the great plantations was burnt up and all you could see was smoke. Gone with the Wind is the name of that, because the lifestyle of the South was gone. I'm telling you today, gone with the wind is our country, because the lifestyle and the glory of God that we have lived and cherished for so many years in this country is gone with the wind, and it's been blown away. The book of Judges is a story of revival after failure, after failure, after failure of the nation of Israel. They needed a moral and a spiritual awakening. It's kind of like a family fortune. We all saw this before and many times in the lives of families, that you see someone has a wealth in that family and they pass it on, they leave. There's three stages that usually happens to that generation and the generation to come when you see the family fortune. The first stage is a generation that generates things. And you see, we had a generation that generated things for me and for you whenever our forefathers, our mothers and fathers and grandparents want to pass on something better for you than they had for themselves, and they done without, that you might have something better. It was a generation that generated things for the coming generation. And you see that in a fortune whenever they pass on things to their kids. Then they come a generation of expectation. And what happened? They just didn't pass it on to the next generation. And then there was a generation of degeneration, and the fortune was gone. Well, I tell you, the fortune is gone for our country if we don't turn back to God. Same as this nation. Remember Proverbs 29 and 2, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear fruit, the people mourn." The nation of Israel and also the United States, the generation that had generated the days of the glorious conquest that they lived in. Can you remember what really God done for this country? The glorious days that we really thinking back on right now, that are many of us, that a heritage of our country, what God has given this country. Israel done the same thing. They had. They went from victory to victory to victory under Joshua. The walls fell down. Canaan was subdued. Land was taken. In this same country, the United States, we won war after war after war after war. Because we were powerful? No. Because we had the most money? No. Because of God. Did you know when most men was overseas fighting, you know where the women was at? They was on their knees, bringing their prayers with these guided missiles to their loved ones and their families. And the prayers of the people here in this country, that God would move, and God moved. And the reason we won the war is because of the power of God and not because of the power of man. And I tell you, we're losing the war now because we think we have power, and the glory of the power of God is descending away from our country and rising up and leaving. The power. In 1775, Patrick Henry says, "Give me liberty or give me death." We have lost our liberty, and we're still losing our liberty more than what most people realize is sitting right here today. We have a whole group of people that's taking our liberty away from us, and it starts from the White House. If you see what he has done in these last 7 years that he's been administrating of this country, and the leaders that support him, and the people that support him, George Washington took an oath. He laid his hand on the Bible. And when he took the oath of the President of the United States, he reached down, and history says, and he kissed the Bible. What would the ACLU say about that today? After he was inaugurated, the first action that the first president took in this country, he took both houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives of the Congress, to church for 2 hours. 2 hours. God brought us this far, he said. The exalt of a nation. Proverbs 14 and 34 says, "The righteous exalt a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." The United States is called a great nation. It will quit being a great nation when it quits serving a great God. That will bring us down quicker than anything else. And then the days of gradual compromises moved into our country over the period of years that we have saw this, of the compromise after compromise that Christian people are compromising this day. Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, "And the angel of the Lord came up against Gilgal and Balaam and said, I have made you to go out of Egypt and have brought you into a land which I swore unto your fathers and said, I will never break my covenant with you. And ye shall make no lead with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars." Then God said, "But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?" That is an x-ray of the country that we're living in today. You have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? United States, we are under a judgment. He's brought us, like he did the nation Israel, out of bondage. He gave us the law and the land. He gave us everything that this country can need, the richest country in the world. United States, why have you disobeyed my word? Why, God? Then God asked this question. But God also answered this question where you won't have to guess why, because God answers it in his word. Judges chapter 2 and verse 7. "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who has seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel." You know what I've told you, the United States, the generation of the past. The generation of the past. We was a great country because those people saw the hand of God working in our country and working in people's hearts. As I said, in the wars, but not only that, in the families, but not only that, in the farms. Whenever they depended upon God, this nation is a family of farmers, a great nation. But when the people, as I've told you, is kind of like these old trees that died out, when our forefathers is leaving, going on will be with the Lord, new generation rises up that knows not God. Israel, as long as they had God working and they served him, as long as they could see the work of God. But that old generation came and they died out. is the same thing that we see churches across America. When the older people dies out, the church doors begin to close. That's what's happening in America today and right around us today. Judges chapter 2 and verse 10. And also all that generation was gathered unto their fathers. And there rose another generation after them which knew not the Lord. Not yet the works which he had done for Israel. Another generation grew up. Have you ever saw this generation? They knew not God. They died out. This generation in the past has died out. You know, I believe it was last Sunday I told you about the old trees and the pine trees nowadays. They don't have pine cones on them. They don't reseed themselves. Well, the old generation has died out. And I'm going to tell you, families today are not reseeding themselves in the love of God and the church of the Lord. They're not reseeding themselves. And the young kids today don't know what it's all about in our country. Where is your commitment that your father and your grandfather had and your grandmother's? Where is your commitment for church, for Sunday school, for Wednesday night? Where is it at? This is Memorial Day when men and women gave their life. Now, I know a lot of people's traveling. A lot of people couldn't be here, but I'm going to tell you, everybody's not traveling. And some people could be here, it's not here. And they wonder what's wrong with America today. It's God's people. Just like the nation of Israel. Judges chapter 17 and 6. In those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The United States today, we're generating expectation, no fixed authority of the day, no rights or wrong. They do not understand the moral foundation this country had, and it's passing away. Y'all ever watch television, this Waters World, where he interviews these college students? They ain't got no idea where they at, who they are, where they're going, where they've been. They don't know and don't care. And you know why that is the two problems we have with this country right now? I don't know and I don't care. I don't know and I don't care what's right and what's wrong. They know what's right in their own eyes. Proverbs 14 and 12 says, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We are a dying nation because we're doing what's right in our own eyes and not what God says. Death to a nation. The families are dying in churches today, and churches are dying because people will not do what God said. In our education system, thank God for Christian teachers today in our school system, especially in Pierce County. Amen. I'm telling you, it's greater than it is anywhere else, I guess. I don't know. But thank you for the Christian teachers that we have in Pierce County and other surrounding counties. But you see, it's not that way everywhere. We have a very ungodly school system across our nation pushed by ungodly people out of the White House and the State House. Mothers and fathers really don't have any say-so about their children. Look what the president of this country handed down about bathroom. Can you imagine? Yeah, I can imagine, because he hates God. That's what's wrong with him. He's a God hater. He's a Christ hater. And all his supporters. Look what he handed down our school system today. I was reading an article back in 1960s. That's been about 60 years ago. That old poll took a poll of the people in this country, and it says 65% of Americans believe that the Bible is the Word of God and truth. 65% believe then. 30 years later, they took the same poll, and then it dropped down to 29%. 30 years later, believe that the Word of God was the truth. Now, it's been 30 years later since then. How many people really believe that the Word of God is the Word of God in truth? Very few people, even attends church today, is Christian, believe that the Word of God is the Word of God. They do not believe no absolute truth, even if they come to church. Now, Christians do not believe. If they did, Hebrews 10 and 25 says, not forsake the assembling ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. If they believe the Word of God, they either don't believe the Word of God or they won't do the Word of God, because our churches will be full. Don't forsake. That is a command for every child of God, every Christian, to come to the house of God when the doors are opened. They say they believe the Word of God, but why don't they do the Word of God? You see, churches and people today do not believe and will not support the Word of God. It's what they think about it. Whenever God says it, he don't change it. You know, across our churches and even in our Baptist associations, you know what? There's churches that appoints pastors and deacons in marriage and divorce, and God said that is a sin. That office has been defiled, and there's no way that person can be in leadership. You think churches and people agree with that? They do what they want to do. They don't believe in the Word of God. Well, that's hard preaching. But it says, the husband of one wife. The husband of one wife. The Canaanites that they feared, in Judges 1 and 19 says, and the Lord was with Judah, and he drove out the inhabitants of the mountains, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had chariots of iron. See, the Canaanites, they feared some of these Canaanites. Now, God could not fail, but they failed. They didn't want to run them out because they intimidated them. You see, in the country that we're living in, there are Canaanites all over the place that we fear. We have not drove them out. One thing is drugs. You know, that's a Canaanite that we fear. We have not drove them out. You know what the average person says today? Well, people's going to use drugs anyway. We might as well make it legal. That's the people thinking and not God. We might as well make it legal. I saw on television this past week with a sheriff out there in New Mexico trying to get some help from the president. They went out of New Mexico and put markers up 20 miles into the United States from the border, 20 miles inside, and signs up, don't go no further, there's no protection, because the drug cartel have taken over the part of the United States, and the president, and we call it president of this country, have not given them support, but have withdrawn and surrendered to the drug cartel, even in this country. That's just one area, and the sheriff is asking for help and won't get no help from what they call a thing that's called the president. And people still support that thing. I'm telling you, we in bad shape in this country, real bad shape. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about the way back in the days of old Bill Clinton, when so many people thought that was the greatest president in life. Old Bill Clinton. Well, let me tell you, I could tell you a lot about that thing. His Surgeon General, Jocelyn Elders, here's what she said back in the days of old Bill Clinton. We might as well decriminalize drugs because they're going to do it anyway. That was his appointee. This president has released many a criminal out of jail because of selling a drug because he says it's not a violent crime. The same Surgeon General under Bill Clinton says that many children born in the United States are unwanted. If gays and lesbians couple wants to adopt them, they're just as capable as being good parents as heterosexuals. That was back in Bill Clinton's days at the liberals of this country. The president appointee, homosexuals do not reproduce, they recruit. They recruit. What have we got running this country today? It is a shame to see television and see the people. It's for these liberals that wants to run this country. What are we telling our youth today in leadership? You know what we're doing? We're parking ambulances and rescue units at the bottom of a cliff as people fall off, when we need to build fences at the top to keep them from falling off. Amen. Hold up the standards to our young people for what we're saying to them, that the war is lost. The Gideons in Ware County cannot even carry Bibles in the Ware County schools. But I'll tell you what. You can carry them into prisons and in the jail of Ware County. You know what they've done? They put ambulances at the bottom of the cliff when they should be bringing fences in the schools for our young people of the Word of God. We are in a mess in this country. They say, as Marshall talked about, this sex for our young people and our teenagers. They tell them in our schools, passed down through this liberal administration's throughout the years about safe sex and the money they're spending trying to tell our young people about safe sex. And the only way God says safe sex is no sex. That's God's way. No living together before you're married. God's way. But man thinks they're right. 17:6, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that was right in their own eyes. If you feel right, you do it. You see the Canaanites that they feared, but you see there was a Canaanites that they favored. Judges 1:28, and it came to pass when the Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites to tribute and did not utterly drive them out. You see, they put them to tribute. That tribute means slave labor. Let's see about these Canaanites that God forbid for us to have, but yet we put them to labor. Gambling. This country brought in the lottery. It's gambling. You know why? Because people are going to gamble, so let's make it legal. Let's let the government control it. It is against the word of God. It is against the word of God. People are going to gamble, so let's make it legal. Besides, look at the taxes we can get off of it and the revenue. Look at it. Look what good it's doing. It never will do good. Evil will never do good. Never. Gambling is a lose-win. Someone has to lose before you win. It's not like a business that you work and have a product. Person works for it. You buy the product, you win because you get the product. A company that makes it wins because they get to sell it. But our government encourages the citizen to gamble. That's the reason that the lottery is so big in our country, because the government encourages you to gamble against the word of God. You say, well, it's just a little thing. Look what good it does. Like I said, the Bible says it'll never do good. You see, look what it does for our school system. Look at the hungry children that don't have something to eat because their parents are gambling away their bread and milk money. And it will go on. Habakkuk says, woe, those that build a tower with blood. Planned Parenthood. Do you know what party controls that, Planned Parenthood? You ought to know. You ought to be intelligent enough to know what party controls Planned Parenthood. The devil wanted to run it because that's his headquarters. Killing children by the millions in our country. You think God is going to let this country keep on doing that and not judge us? He will not. He will not do that. Planned Parenthood, killing unborn babies by the millions in our country today. Churches today, even Baptist churches, are preaching it's all right for social drinking. It's all right for social drinking when it's against the word of God. Pine Bluff, Arkansas. There was a car accident. A driver was drunk and driving on the wrong side of the road and went on the other side of the road to hit a motorcycle. And the boy was riding the motorcycle, came through the windshield and landed in the driver's lap and died. They arrested this man for drunken driving, also driving on the wrong side of the road. And the boy he hit was his own son. These things that you think is okay in our country will come back to haunt you and your family. You say, I can play the lottery, it's all right, I can do this, I can do that. Yeah, but how about your youngins or your grandyoungins? They may get hooked on it. Same thing with drug and everything else that God said you ought not to do. The Canaanites that they followed in fellowship with, Judges 1:32, and the Ashtarots dwell among the Canaanites and the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. You know what they said? They said, well, these Canaanites are not all that bad. They're pretty good neighbors. Let's kind of fellowship with them. They represents the world today. Be not lovers of this world, Romans 12:2. It says, you know what Romans says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and accept in the perfect sight of God. People across this world, they think it's all right. Judges 2:2 says, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Why have you done this? 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore come out from among them, and you shall be separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, that I will receive you. You see, why have you done this? They fellowship with these people. Just like we fellowshipping with the world today. And then they come, this grim consequences, and we're facing that right now. The grim consequences that we're facing. In Judges chapter 2, 3 and 4, wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their God shall be snares unto you. And it came to pass when the angel of the Lord spoke these words unto the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept. God says to the nation of the United States, I will not be for you anymore. That's what he's saying to us. The nation Israel heard him say this, and they begin to weep. I'm going to tell you, we need to weep today. You know why they wept? Because they knew that protection was from God, and he had withdrawn their protection from the nation of Israel, and they wept because of that. You know what? You know what this country needs now? They need the protection of the Lord. You know why we need to weep today? Because of the God has withdrawn his protection today. God gave the nation Israel guidance, and he guarded them, and he gladdened them economically, military, and socially. The same thing with our country today. He has led us, he had guided us, he had guarded us, he has gladdened us, and he'd give us the greatest nation in the world militarily, economically, and socially to this nation. We are losing the war militarily. Did y'all know that? Our great military, we are losing it militarily. We have lost the respect of the nations around this world. Just look what this nations of the world thinks about us right now, because not just because of what this thing is called a president, because the people's hearts had put him there and demand this type of leadership in our country, and protection of God is not there anymore. No respect. This man and his leadership has turned the back on the nation of Israel. And any country that turns the back on the nation of Israel, God says, I will judge. And buddy, I'll tell you what, he has thrown Israel out. And this country is under judgment right now for what he has done to the nation of Israel. Our country is coming down. We're losing the war militarily, but we're losing the war culturally also. It's not by bullets and bombs, but I'm telling you, it's ideas. Babies are born without wedlock today. Homosexuality, AIDS and other disease. Bibles out of schools. 10 Commandments are down. No prayer. And I was reading when they took prayer out of school. You know, there was a lot of Christians, and I've talked with a lot of Christians, and a lot of Christians have been upset because of prayer out of school and also the 10 Commandments. I tell you, the same Christians are not too concerned about taking prayer out of the church on Wednesday night. Because they won't come. Churches across this country is closing doors on Wednesday night because prayer is being done away with on Wednesday night. They're concerned about our schools. They're concerned about prayer. You can't pray to football. You can't pray. And yet they won't even come on Wednesday night and lift up the people in prayer and our school system and our teachers and our countries. What's wrong with our country? We want this country back, losing the war against this nation. We're losing this war against the nation. Things that happened we never seen before. Global warming. This president said our greatest enemy of this country is global warming. Can you imagine anybody being so vile as that? When ISIS is cutting heads off of people by the thousands, killing Christians, and our greatest fear is global warming, as we could do anything about it. I can tell you one thing, it's going to get a lot hotter. It's going to get a lot hotter. It's going to get a lot hotter. You need to look at what's going on in our country. Floods, fires, earthquakes, ice storms, hurricanes, tornado, disease. Are these the judgment of God? No, not in the true sense, because when God gets ready to judge this country, he's going to be more precise than what he see. This is just the warnings that's coming. He'll have a more precision job done when it comes. Well, what's wrong? Well, what's wrong with it then if this is not a judgment of God? I'll tell you what's wrong. God has taken away his protection of this country. And only hope. Well, do we have any hope? Yes, we do. I'll let you go in just a minute. Judges chapter 2 and verse 16. Nation Israel had hope. United States got hope. You where it's found at? Judges chapter 2 and verse 16, because it says, nevertheless, the Lord. When it looked like the nation of Israel had no more hope, just like this country, it says, nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges which delivered them out of the hands of those that spoiled them. God can raise up people in this country and put the right person in leadership in this country. Oh, Lord, but he will not, because we getting exactly what we deserve. He appoints kings, he takes kings down. He allows this ungodly leadership in our country. He allows this because of what we deserve. When the hearts of God's people are so far from him, they elect and support people as so ungodly as we have leadership of this country, he says, you can have it. You can have it if you want. That's what you're going to get. I believe you can say, as we have all this freedom in the past years, and we have saw in just the last few years how it's been gradually took away from us and took away from us and took away from us. Probably the greatest documents ever been permitted by mankind was the Declaration of Independence, and also our Constitution of this country. As I say, this leadership, this thing is done away with the Constitution of the United States, and the people we're supposed to vote for, he went around and he is a king, and he's appointed things and made things happen that should not ever happen in this country. And if we don't get some right people, and if our hearts of God's people don't get right, your children and your grandchildren will not know the suffering that they got to go through because of the people will not turn back to God. Are you scared of North Korea with a nuclear bomb? Iran with this treaty they made against Israel? Or Russia? Or Red China? You know where our fear ought to be? Of the Lord. Of the Lord. Today. Have a good day in the Lord. I have a song of invitation. Don't forget the great country that we live in.